men would go out to the pub. It was not something that I would try and do, but I didn't necessarily want to do. Or they'd meet in the, I don't know, in the loos, or they would meet in other meetings, in the corridor or whatever, and things would happen and things would be decided. And I don't know what sort of things were being discussed that we weren't privy to, but they were things like, big things like taking on, buying another company, for instance. It always seemed to me that whenever I went away on holiday, the company, something big would happen when I got back. Not that I was in any position to be part of that process, but it was just the information, the sort of the gossip, the thinking processes were all going on, I thought, at pubs and at other places where men would congregate, and women were sort of sidelined. Yes, we had that in to get into publishing by being secretaries or assistants of some kind, but we were not necessarily promoted. Yes, perhaps to a certain extent, from assistant editor to editor. You had to be very exceptional, I think, to be selected for something, you know, more powerful. There was this feeling that there was a glass ceiling, and of course people were talking about glass ceilings in other industries. And we looked at ours and said, well, yes, there is one here.